Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is the sound as police moved in to remove barricades that students had set up at a Columbia University building they were occupying. At least 100 people were arrested. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups clashing on the UCLA campus overnight as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He is saying this morning the only thing standing between more hostages being released and a pause in the Gaza war is Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will today travel to Florida as the state's new abortion ban takes effect. It outlaws almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
She will blame Donald Trump directly for this as he brags about overturning Roe. She will also call him out for his recent comments. Trump telling Time magazine that he would not stand in the way if states want to monitor women's pregnancies or punish those who violate abortion bans.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News. When WNBA star Brittany Griner was sitting in a Russian prison, she now tells ABC News she got to the point where she was so despondent she considered taking her own life.
At the end of the day, it's my fault, and I let everybody down.
Griner spent 10 months behind bars after she was caught with cannabis oil in her luggage. She was sentenced to 9 years, but freed in a prisoner swap. Older Americans are increasingly being targeted by crooks. The FBI says there are reports of scammers going after people 60 and older, up 14% last year. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Victims losing $3.4 billion in 2023, up from $3.1 billion in 2022. And the DOJ charging 16 suspects in the Dominican Republic and the U.S. with a so-called grandparent scam, stealing millions of dollars in a multinational scheme.
New federal guidelines suggest that women should start getting mammograms at 40 instead of 50. Experts think that could help cut breast cancer deaths by 20%. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Badger's Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timber sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He's using an off day in his New York hush money trial to stump in Waukesha. Trump says the trial is just a ploy to keep him on the sidelines.
That's exactly what they want. They don't want me on the campaign trail. But it's a real disgrace, and the whole world is watching. It's a disgrace to New York.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to a porn star. A new poll finds the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes is tight. The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. With third-party candidates, Trump comes out ahead 45-40. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 4th from 9 a.m. to noon, Copper Falls State Park is having their Work Play Earth Day. There will be free park entry for volunteers. 9 a.m. there will be an orientation where you can choose your volunteer tasks, rain or shine. Dress for work and weather, bring gloves, bug spray, a water bottle, leaf rake, long sleeves, but please leave your pets at home. Please call 715-274-5123 for info.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers get into a brawl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays 8-2, but it wasn't easy. Top of the eighth, Tampa Bay's Jose Siri at the plate as both benches cleared for a fight on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
On the ground, first base, Hoskins flips to Uribe. One up, one down, Siri retired. Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh, boy, that's not what you want to see. Bullpen's empty. Abner Uribe.
Now, early in the game, Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta ejected, along with manager Pat Murphy, thrown out for a second night in a row.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt.
NBA, the Bucks overcome some obstacles and beat the Pacers 115-92 to stay alive, 3-2. Doc Rivers on the win.
I did walk off the floor and I said, we're coming tonight. And I told our coaches that. I said, I don't know if we're going to win. We're coming to play and win tonight. You can feel it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, baseball action yesterday. Athens topped Shawamigan 10-0. It was Riblake edging Phillips 4-0. It was South Shore. Even though they were out hit in the game 10-2, they defeated the Butternut Mercer squad by a score of 6-5. Abbotsford Colby topping the Prentice baseball team 13-2. Medford over Anago 2-0. On the softball side, Lakeland beat Tomahawk 6-0. Athens in a shootout, they beat Shawamigan 17-11. You had Barron topping Ashland 9-1. And the Cornell Lake Holcomb softball team beat the Birchwood Winter squad 14-6. Boys tennis, Lakeland beat Ashland 6-1. And the girls soccer team of Lakeland, they edged Rhinelander yesterday 1-0. Let's take a peek at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow. Tuesday, the second day of May. We're going to be serving up spaghetti bake tomorrow, breadstick, garden salad, tropical fruit. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Any questions or to order your meal, give them a call at 715-339-2158.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM@civicmedia.us.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a good chunk of the day, although a little more sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 62, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and a cooler high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fields to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. A petition filed 6 years ago by the Center for Biological Diversity had natural resources agencies and businesses in the upper Midwest concerned that lake sturgeon could be listed under the Endangered Species Act. I'll tell you how the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week ruled on that petition when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Officials from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week announced that lake sturgeon do not need Endangered Species Act protections. The decision effectively ends a petition filed in May of 2018 by the Arizona-based Center for Biological Diversity. That petition asked the Fish and Wildlife Service to list lake sturgeon as endangered or threatened. The decision from the feds means that popular sturgeon harvest seasons in states like Minnesota and Wisconsin can continue. Chuck Traxler, the Fish and Wildlife Service's Midwest Deputy Regional Director, said stocking by state natural resource agencies has helped grow adult lake sturgeon populations and increase natural spawning efforts. Putting the creatures on the list would be like going to the emergency room when the recovering species doesn't need that level of protection. Lake sturgeon are a North American freshwater fish species that's been around for more than 100 million years. They're found in the Mississippi River drainage and the Great Lakes. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe, going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Gotta know respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nice place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama. I can remember. Big accordion solo. Glad to say. Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
16 past 8, another edition of Reality Radio begins, and we've got a lot going on here today, We're going to talk a little bit about the Scouts. They got some stuff going on, so some members of that, I think some Scout members may be in also. In just a little bit here at 8:30, we'll talk with Ron down at Nemeth Implement. They have a lot of cool things going on down there, and we'll visit with him, find out what it is Wednesday. From their Facebook page, birthdays, anniversaries. If you got somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll do those a little bit after 8:30 this morning. And Big G is going to stop in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a giveaway today. He's going to be doing a giveaway, I think, once a month from one of our sponsors on a shopping show. But the fishing opener, of course, is this weekend. And appropriately enough, we got Craig in from Bader Sports Center to talk all things fishing. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with a rod and reel in hand and all ready for the season. But it looks, weather's looking good. And we're looking good for a nice opener, aren't we?
Yep. I thought about bringing some stuff in, but
yeah,
they can't see me. So,
well, the nice thing about fishing is you don't have to camouflage yourself, right?
That's
yeah. You got to just be maybe not yelling and screaming, be a little quiet, huh?
Right.
Yeah, the fish I think can get a little spooked by noise, but other than that, we don't have to put any deer scent on or anything like that or none of that stuff.
In fact, one of the nice things about fishing is you can go out there and sometimes pray to God that the fish don't bother you.
Exactly. You put that bobber over your dangler, and you're like, oh, boy. You crack open a cold one, you're like, now's not the time to bite.
Right.
I don't know if there's any other sport where you're thinking that, any other hunting sport, but fishing is very unique. Opener coming up on Saturday. That means we can start catching what again now on Saturday?
Everything opens except muskie, which will open the end of May, Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. All right. So everything else good. All right. Let's talk about what you had mentioned earlier that, the plastic is big and the lures and stuff like that. Every year, I'm sure there's always somebody that comes out with something that tells you that guaranteed the fish will go after it and all that stuff. Always new technology, right?
Right. Well, plastics have been around for a long time. Started out probably 30, 35 years ago with the bass fishing people, and it's gotten into the walleye people now, a lot of plastics there, even panfish. And we've got a full line of plastics for bass, walleye, and the panfish.
Because lures, to start with, were just like the metal, right? The metal right. Lures.
Right.
But now the plastic, I don't know, is it more durable, or they can use more fluorescent colors, or what is it with it?
Well, that's the thing. The technology has advanced. There's plastics that you can literally stretch them like a rubber band. They don't break. The older plastics would tear real easy. Colors. There are so many colors out there. It seems every year somebody's coming up with a little teeny tiny improvement, and they catch fish.
Yeah, I remember when I was fishing out of off the edge of the pontoon, I tried the plastic worms a few times, and I'm just like, I just couldn't do it. There was something about putting that real worm on the hook that still, and some people are traditionalists with that too, right? The crawlers and the
worms. Yeah, there is always going to be your diehard old school guys, and that's fine. I mean, the live bait catches fish, but the plastics, I've gone, I would say probably 80% of my fishing now is with plastics.
Okay. So when you talk plastics, you're talking just the lures or the worms, or what type of plastics you're talking?
Well, there's worms, there's tubes, there's flukes and swim baits, paddle tail swim baits, ringworms, you name it, the shape, color, size. Yeah. You can find it.
And you can tug them and move them through the water, and they do do things that the
it's
fish
more, can. More realistic looking. Even with some of the awful colors or the outrageous colors.
Yeah.
Fish hit them. I caught a lot of smallmouth on the South Fork of the Flambeau on a bright orange plastic worm.
Bright orange plastic worm.
Yeah, that's called Fireball, and it literally, it's the same color as the jackets that the hunters wear in the fall.
Interesting. All right, so what do we have in store for the folks this week if they swing on by Bader Sports Center there, Craig?
Well, we've got a pretty good selection of rods and reels. We've got some loose reels on sale right now. We cater more to the walleye, bass, pan fishermen than we do the muskies. So It's going to be a lot smaller stuff, not as heavy. Good selection of lures, the plastics, of course, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, you name it. If you, whatever you're going after, we got something to help you get it done.
Yeah. What's nice about this area, too, is that even if you don't have a boat to get out on the water, there's still a lot of landing places, a lot of shoreline places that people still fish from, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's the nice thing around here. We've got a ton of lakes and rivers, and there are plenty of opportunities or places to get on those bodies of water without having to have a boat.
Right. Right. So fishing opener is this Saturday. If you need all the bait and all the plastics, like he said, even the fishing license, right?
Fishing licenses.
Yeah.
Live bait, of course. We've got plenty of that. And if you're in the mood to sit on the shoreline or in the boat and snack, we've got Deer Creek Angus snack sticks to help you get through those slow times. And Jackson and Louie candies down there to satisfy the sweet tooth.
All right, very good. And it's a great place to maybe you got a graduate or somebody gift certificate for Bader Sports Center. If they love the outdoors, love to fish, just get them that. It's a fun place for people to shop with somebody else's money too, right?
Oh, yeah. Any amount gift certificate you want, we can accommodate you.
Yeah, and we're talking fishing, of course, but the turkey season's still going, right? That's still going on?
Yep,
right?
We're into the third season now, starting today.
Yeah, I saw they're moving around. I was traveling last weekend to Wisconsin Dells and back and came back through the back roads, and the turkeys looked a little confused and dazed. They were walking around everywhere. I saw them everywhere.
I about got another one with the truck this morning on the way up here. So
yeah, I had one that was, I think it was playing a game with me. It just saw me and it just like, I can make it. And it just takes off right in front of you. And if you have the clothing too, if people need it to stay dry here in the springtime and summer, stay warm, cool, whatever it may be, all the clothing they need, Bader Sports. Right.
And we've got rain gear. I understand there's a little bit of rain might be moving through on Saturday. So we've got rain gear, anything for your boat. We've got parts, life jackets, very important. People tend to forget those at home. So we've got life jackets in stock at the store.
All right. Get ready for the fishing opener. Get on into Bader Sports Center. What hours you guys open this week there, Craig?
Monday through Thursday, we're open 8 till 5, Friday and Saturday, 8 till 6, and Sunday, 8 till 1.
All right, very good. Right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Everything you need for the big fishing opener going on this weekend, and at least we're going to be fairly mild anyway, so that's nice. We've had some fishing openers where we've had doubts about the ice and stuff like that. This year, it seems like the ice has been off for like 2 months.
Yep.
It's been crazy.
Well,
not even a question with the water temperatures got to be warmed up pretty good too, I would guess, already, aren't they?
I'm not hearing too much about water temperature. I know talked to a couple guys that were out fishing, and the crappies are still out in a little bit of deep water, but they're staging to get up and spawn, so it could be a really good weekend for the pan fishermen.
I think we got a couple of days in the low 70s here before the opener on Saturday, too, so that'll help out. All right, Craig, good to see you. Bader Sports Center, they can always take a look on Facebook webpage, too, right?
Yep, BaderSports.com.
All right.
And one other thing I'd like to mention, stop down and at the store on Friday, the Ladies Auxiliary from the AmVets will be having a brat fry, so fill the stomach and come into the store and fill up your tackle box.
All right. They'll be doing outside or inside of there?
They'll be doing it outside.
Right outside the store there. So get your brat there at Bader's and support the Ladies Auxiliary on Friday. Very good, Craig. Good to see you.
Good seeing you.
Have a great opener. Craig Bader's Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Join us. Talk a little fishing.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your power sport pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Anniversary wishes. Troy and Michelle Sherwinski are celebrating 31 years together today. So happy birthday to the Sherwinskis today. If you've got a local birthday anniversary, always give us a call or email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. And we'll run through some of the celebrity birthdays here in just a little bit. We're going to get to some news, then we're going to talk a little scouts, so hold on. We got 8:27.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why are we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is the sound as police moved in to remove barricades that students had set up at a Columbia University building they were occupying. At least 100 people were arrested. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups clashing on the UCLA campus overnight as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He is saying this morning the only thing standing between more hostages being released and a pause in the Gaza war is Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will today travel to Florida as the state's new abortion ban takes effect. It outlaws almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
She will blame Donald Trump directly for this as he brags about overturning Roe. She will also call him out for his recent comments. Trump telling Time magazine that he would not stand in the way if states want to monitor women's pregnancies or punish those who violate abortion bans.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another small college in Wisconsin falls on hard times. Alverno College in Milwaukee is cutting costs in the face of financial challenges. The Catholic Liberal Arts College for Women says it will likely reimagine some programs and cut faculty and staff positions over the next 2 months. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Jim Flaherty is with AARP Wisconsin. He says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings systems, but not Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 4th at the Phillips VFW over on Lake Avenue in Phillips, the Phillips Moose Lodge is having bingo. Starting time is 6 p.m. and the current progressive jackpot is $1,697.80. Proceeds will be used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Again, that is Saturday, May 4th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW for bingo.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks are staying alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A gutsy performance as the Bucks, with their backs to the wall, defeated the Pacers 115-92. Chris Middleton, playing on a sprained right ankle, had 29 points. But when he got into foul trouble, Malik Beasley stepped up, scoring 18 points in the second half. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. I think Rex said it. We need just somebody else tonight to make some shots. And tonight was Malik's night, and it was huge for us.
Game 6, 5:30 tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Pacers lead the series 3-2. Baseball, Freddie Peralta beamed a show-off Rays batter, and both he and manager Pat Murphy were ejected. Later, Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe had words with the same player, Jose Siri, then punched him on the jaw, and both benches cleared. The Brewers held on to win 8-2 over Tampa. So what happened?
I'm better off not saying anything because I need to think through it and talk through it and see what really happened and get all the facts before I represent the Brewers by making any comments or anything like that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene last night in girls softball action, Lakeland beating Tomahawk 6-0. You had Athens topping Shawamigan 17-11. Barron was a winner over Ashland last night in softball 9-1. And Cornell Lake Holcomb a winner over Birchwood Winter last night. Final score was 14-6.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. You didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
And it's 8:32, and it's time to talk a little scouts. We have got some of the leaders of the local scout group, Pac 551. Do I have that right? All right, very good. We have Kaylin Homerick, and we have Callie Tortolot. I got both names right?
You did,
amazing,
yes.
Isn't it? All right, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So we want to talk a little scouts here first, and we have some events, obviously, coming up, too. But well, we always encourage our kids to get involved with local organizations, and Kaylin Scouts is a good one, very popular one too, right?
Yeah, we have about 15 kids in our whole pack.
Okay.
It would be really cool if we could see some more kids come out, and we do have a few kids that come as like guest scouts with their friends. And
okay, all right, so what are some of the activities, talk about some of the activities that the scouts do throughout the year, some of the things they kind of focus on here. And I'm sure that's a little bit different in areas of the country that are maybe at big cities. And here you got, of course, the Northwoods. So talk a little bit about some of the things that the kids do here in the scouts, if you could.
Some of the things that we do revolve around practicing good morals, such as being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, mm-hmm. obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And that's our scout law. So okay. Some of the things that we work on doing is working well as a group or as a team, and mm-hmm. getting out into the community to learn more about the different places in our community. We went to the library this year. We went to the food shelter this year.
Yeah, that was fun having the kids mm-hmm. down there at the food shelter. Lots of good questions. Lots yes. of good questions.
They had lots of good questions, especially yeah. if they had candy there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was a big question.
Exactly, exactly. So getting them out, getting involved in the community and doing doing projects and stuff like that too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of projects, a lot of crafting. Kaylin comes up with some pretty amazing activities for the kids to do. They really, really enjoy it. They get time to have a little fun in the beginning, and then we get down to structure. And just last week we made seed bombs and we recycled paper, and we had a good time.
So I mean, parents listening right now may think my kids have a lot going on right now. So how often do you get together as scouts, or talk about that, the time part of it for parents too?
So most dens meet at least once a month, and then we have a PAC meeting, which is all of our children from age 5 to grade 5. At those bigger meetings, we really work on seeing each other and what our other dens can accomplish. It's really cool for the younger kids to see what the older kids are doing. As the Lion and Tiger's Den, which I'm the den leader of, we meet every week on Monday. The reason we do that is if kids have practice or they have a family member come up or whatever, if they don't make it to all four meetings in the month, that's okay. You know, as long as they come when they can, we're more than welcome to have them.
All right. Well, one of the events is we have a big event coming up this summer, the first annual Lions, Tigers, Bears, Nature Walkathon, right?
Yes, it's on June 22nd. It starts at 11 a.m. We're going to gather down by Heinz Park by the Scout House, which is right on the corner there before you actually get to the park. We are going to do a nature walk along the riverside up through town, and we're going to go to the Legion Post, Park Falls 182. We're going to stop there for some refreshments, and then we're going to walk back. And then we're going to join everybody for ice cream and what we call the Pack Friendship Circle, which has become a very big thing in our nightly closeouts. We are just excited to fundraise. We have a lot of kids that really want to do some exciting things, whether it be camping or just great adventures. But our biggest thing that I would like to see is us go to Scouts Night at the Milwaukee Brewers game on August 13th. So we are going to fundraise. That would include the kids to be able to walk across the field in a parade for the Scouts, and as well as earn special badges from the Brewers. So I think that is something that we really want to highlight for them this summer, is to really work hard. Let's fundraise. Let's go and do all the big things and have a great time.
Yeah, so this fundraiser on June 22nd will be toward that goal of getting the kids
towards that goal and
to the Brewer game.
And all our goals and Scouts. We have a lot of things that we, you know, we need for our kids to go on, even a nature walk, to, you know, to make sure we plan everything out right, or when we do other fundraisers that we need to.
Yeah, because I mean, the truth is, when you've got 10, 11 kids and you're going on an adventure, there's expenses with it.
Yeah,
there's expenses that go along with that. So it's a great way for members of the community to do something as simple as the walkathon. And that's June 22nd, and we'll talk more about that as we'll promote it as we get closer to the event. Still a little ways off yet. But the kids, when we got the chance to see them at the food pantry, I was amazed how attentive they were, and kind of excited to be there. They love learning that new stuff, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They're little sponges. They soak it all up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anything else about the Scouts, Kaylin, that you want to talk about here?
Good. There's a few things that we have coming up over the summer. This year, we're going to try to do summer fun days, where we would be meeting at Heinz Park on Sundays at 4 p.m., and that would be open to any families with children that want to join us. With that as well, we have just started our hiking club, which the kids all really enjoyed. We get together one Sunday a month, the third Sunday of the month, and we go on a little 1 mile to 3 mile hike, and then afterwards the kids get a little reward to go on their belt clip.
Okay. Nice.
Yep, a nice little charm or something fun. But we took them on their first hike last week, and they all enjoyed it. They saw some interesting things along the way, whether it been a bird's nest that had fallen down or, well, they're kids. They notice everything.
We did a little scavenger hunt where we started out with the letter A, and I think we got all the way to letter Q before we were like,
it was T because we got to trees.
Yeah, exactly. How fun.
Any parents that are interested, we have our parent meet and greet coming up on Tuesday, May 7th at the Northern Pines in Butternut, Wisconsin, at 6 p.m. So feel free to stop out and kind of see what it's all about.
All right.
And there is financial aid for those who would like to try to sign up for Scouts. So whether they feel that they can't make the commitment, because financially we do have financial assistance available for families.
All right. Can they find you on Facebook? Is the PAC 551 on Facebook? Or?
They sure can. Otherwise, if they would like to join, and then they could contact us through that. They can join through samoset.org/join. Okay. Any other questions, you can feel free to reach out to me, Ms. K, at 1-715-661-1727. My personal cell phone number.
Okay. All right. Very good. 661-1727. All right. A tradition. I don't know how long the Scout's been going. 80, 90, 100. That's a lot.
We celebrated a little past 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years. It's a great tradition, and it's some awesome things going on with the kids. So if you're interested in being a part of it or supporting it, either way, there might be people who just want to make a nice financial donation. Yeah. All right. Well, Kaylin, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Hang on just a second. My allergies are kicking in here a little bit. And Callie, we thank you also
for
taking the time to join us, talking about our local Scout Troop Pack 551.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a good chunk of the day, although a little more sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 62, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and a cooler high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
All right, some celebrity birthdays if you're celebrating here on this first day of May, May Day 2024, you share it with John Woo, the director of Mission Impossible and others, is 78 today. Rita Coolidge, pop singer from back in the 70s and 80s, is celebrating an 80th birthday today. Sonny James, the Southern gentleman, hit number one in 1957 with Young Love. Art Fleming, the original host of Jeopardy before, I think maybe one or two hosts before Alex Trebek. Born on this day, passed in 1995, did Art Fleming. Real name was Art Fazin, F-A-Z-Z-I-N. Who else here? Jack Parr, the original Tonight Show host. He preceded Johnny Carson in the late night. So Jack Parr, born on this day In 1918, Jack Parr passed back in 2004. Happy birthday anniversary. If you're celebrating today, let's talk all things Shawamigan sports. We have athletic director, high school athletic director, Darren Patterson joining us. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you this morning?
We're doing fantastic. Spring sports are going pretty good. We haven't had too many bumps and moves around. Well, a few, but not crazy. So that's keeping you a little sane, right?
Yeah. The last couple weeks here have been, I would say, not bad. We got off to a little bit slow start because of that snow that Mother Nature decided to give us right at the beginning of April. That kind of slowed us down a little bit, but I think we got into a nice stride of getting contests and events in, and it's been really nice because you want to keep the kids, sharp and get their games and get their season in. So, no complaints for me at this time.
All right. Athletic Complex was hopping last night with Athens coming in for baseball and softball. So let's give folks a recap of the games last night, if you could.
Sure. And actually, we ended up playing a doubleheader with Athens last night on both baseball and softball fronts. And the reason for that was, we were to host Athens anyway on Tuesday yesterday, and then we were to travel to Athens on Thursday. But the weather looks pretty nasty, not favorable tomorrow to get games in. So a lot of schools in the conference started scrambling, and I'm not sure who else attempted doubleheaders last night, but I know it was on everyone's mind about maybe doing a doubleheader then. In the conference yesterday, Athens and us agreed to it. So we got two games in each, and I guess I'll start first with the softball game, Joel. Kind of a big game because our girls have went into the game 10-1 on the season, and Athens is certainly no slouch. They're pretty good, and we had our hands full with them, and it was a great back-and-forth game. In game one, Joel, it was 12-11 heading into the seventh inning, so we were only down one run. And then they ended up putting up a five spot in the seventh inning, and then ended up winning 17-11 in game one. And then they got us a little bit in game two, 13-2. But it would not shock me if Athens is a Division V state softball team this year. They're just so talented of a team. And but certainly a credit to our girls for hanging in there blow for blow with them in game one. And, at the end of the day, when we look at our season, we're still 10-3 on the year. We're a strong winning team, and we'll get back on track here, Joel.
This might be one of the strongest offensive teams that Shawamigan's seen in a while, Darren. They're putting up some numbers.
We sure are. I mean, just about every game you look at, minus maybe the Wausau-Newman game that we won earlier this week by 2-1, but the rest of the games, you look at us, and we're running up double-digit runs pretty consistently there. We actually had 29 runs against Ironwood earlier this week as well. So it's a good hitting lineup, 1-9. They can put the ball in play. Have a few kids on the bench that can produce, too. It's a well-rounded hitting team for sure.
Yeah. All right. Baseball also played a couple then, right?
They did. Athens got us in game one, 10-0, and then in the second game, 11-1. Wins are a little hard to come by for our baseball boys right now, but they're battling. They're doing everything they can do to compete. So you got to tip your cap to them. I do want to highlight last week they had a big, nice win against Prentice, which was their first win of the year, 7-6. It was a game that they had to come back from behind to get. So. That was encouraging for the boys. And, I think at this point now, as we kind of get into the, I don't want to say the dog days of the baseball season, but, as you kind of gear up towards tournament, we're just trying to make some small adjustments and look for little victories with the boys, see what each one individually can do to maybe better themselves, but also better the team, too. So we're looking to just keep getting better, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
All right, very good. The track team had a few meets moved around here and there and bumped, but they've been able to get quite a bit of activity in, it sounds like.
Yeah, they have. We were at Abbotsford on Monday. A good showing with our boys. They took third place there. I can't remember how many teams were there off the top of my head. My guess is there are probably 8 or 9 teams there. And we've been seeing that with our boys squad all year. They always kind of finish in that top third, I guess, of each meet that we're at. So we're always kind of up there at the top. Our girls, they did fairly well, too. We don't have as much depth with our girls right now, and we're dealing with some injuries. Some key contributors that normally would get us a bunch of points are on the shelf right now due to injuries. But we're hoping to get them a little bit more healthy as, you know, we gear up for the conference meet on May 13th, and then we have regionals on May 20th. But all in all, the kids are competing really, really hard in there, and we don't really have to worry about our track and field teams too much. They always represent pretty well for us, and we're always in good standing there. I do have to highlight Autumn Mikulski, though. She did go to West Allis on Friday, just her. It was an elite specialty meet where all the best distance runners in the state of Wisconsin meet, and they call it the Distance Hail Night. And so you got all these elite runners in the state, and Autumn ran in the 1,600-meter run, and she took first place, and this is all divisions. And to kind of just put it into perspective, Joel, obviously we know Autumn, it's well documented here how talented she is, and she's going to Oklahoma State and all that. But the top five runners in that race, the second-place girl is going to Wisconsin, the third-place girl is going to Minnesota, the fourth-place girl is going to Nebraska. I don't know where the fifth-place girl is going, but I guess what I'm getting at is all these heavy hitters in there, and Autumn still manages to win it. So she's great where she needs to be.
I don't know if people realize this, but Autumn's not only one of the top runners in the area, in the state, but she's one of the top high school runners probably in the country, right, Darren?
Yeah. You know, like how football recruits or basketball recruits, they give them stars, like one star, two star, three star, four star, five star, whatever. Autumn would be a five-star recruit if she was a football or basketball player. She's just one of the best. There's no way getting around it. She has demonstrated time and time again that she perhaps might be the best runner in the state of Wisconsin, actually, right now, out of all the schools in the state. So she's that good.
And she's off to Oklahoma Division I to run, right?
Oklahoma State. She's going to run for the Cowboys or Cowgirls. And to put it in perspective, their cross-country and track teams are an annual top five team in Division I NCAA running right now. So she chose to go run with the best, too. So
yeah, do we have when is the home meet for? When is a chance for people to come out and see Autumn and the rest of the track athletes?
Well, I wish I could tell you we would have a home meet for them, but actually this year and next year for sure, and hopefully not any longer. We are not hosting any home track meets at the middle or high school level, and that's because we're in the beginning stages of we need to make some massive repairs to our track and field complex. It's just been deemed unrunnable, I guess. I know unrunnable is a word, but we just can't compete until we get a few areas on our track fixed. So we're looking at doing an overhaul with it, Joel, and hopefully we have something that we can be proud of. And what was explained to me is you kind of have to stay up on your track anyway. A track only has so many years of life on it, and you know, you consider where we live here in northern Wisconsin and the weather that beats on it. Every once in a while you have to take care of it, and you know, relook at how it's doing, the surface and all that. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Darren, we thank you for taking time to updating us. We'll check with you again soon, okay?
All right, thanks for the time, Joel.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. Darren Patterson, he's a high school AD for Shawamigan. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing in Phillips. Call 715-820-0359 to keep your property groomed or snow removed. Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, we got 8:56. A lot going on Reality Radio today. We're getting into the busy time here. Spring and summer events going on. I'm going to talk about a fundraiser happening over at Northwoods Community Credit Union here. We've got some students, some Madrigal singers here, and we have Patty. Oh, hang on just a second, Patty. I got to make a change. Oh, our brand new board we have here, and I don't have your microphone locked in here. There we go. Okay. All right. I think I got you. Patty Thibodeau from the credit union. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. We have a lot going on with the credit union, and we wanted to have you in today because we have something coming up immediately here, a fundraiser, right?
Yes, we do. So I have Beth here. Beth is one of our MSRs at Northwoods Community Credit Union, and she graciously agreed to come with me this morning. So I'm going to let Beth start talking, and then we're joined by Claire and Jaden from the high school Madrigals, and we'll let them share what's going on as well.
And sing a little too, right? All right. Okay.
We would love that, Joel.
All right. All right, Beth, tell us what we have going on here.
All righty. So this coming Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9 a.m., there is going to be a bake sale at the Park Falls office of the credit union. You don't want to miss this. I was there last year. It was a lot of fun. It'll be in the office, and that bake sale starts at 9 a.m., and I'll go until all the goodies are gone. So you probably want to get there early. They go quick. There's a lot of people who like sweets around here. And the proceeds of this bake sale will be going towards the Schwamigan High School Madrigals trip to sing the national anthem at the Brewer game at American Family Field on July 11th. And that's so exciting. Congratulations to the Madrigals on that endeavor.
All right. And what time does that bake sale start on Friday again? What's the start time?
9 a.m. is the start sign.
So get there right away because they will sell out. There's no doubt about that. All right. So let's get a couple. We have Claire and Jaden and Claire Young. Do I have that right, Claire?
Yep.
All right. I remember you from before. All right. You're a member of the Madrigals. What's it? Talk about the Madrigal dinner you guys did this past school year. How much fun and memorable and something I'm sure the choir students really look forward to, right?
Yeah. So the Madrigal dinner is the first or second week in December, and it's for all the community. They come and they have a nice dinner and listen to us sing. It's almost like we're back in medieval times. We all put on costumes and sit at a big table together.
It's dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. So members of the Madrigals are going to be headed off to Miller Park to sing, Miller Park, AmFam Field, I guess now, to sing the national anthem. Have you been down there before?
Yeah, I went last year. It was my first time.
Okay, all right. And we have Jaden with us, too. Jaden, why don't you get over by the mic? What's your last name there, Jaden?
Jaden Oscar.
Jaden, have you been able to go to sing at AmFam Field?
Yeah, I went with Claire last year for my first time, and it was fun.
What's it like? Talk about the experience of getting onto the field and stuff like that. It's got to be pretty cool.
a guy took us down to the backstage area, and it was very scary. And then we walked
very
along.
Scary.
We walked along the field, and all the people